This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 130. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. So on an episode last week, I talked about radical self-trust for writers, and I also wanted to offer an episode on radical self-trust for teachers because it is such an incredible component of what we do as academics and higher education professionals. And whether you're in the classroom or whether you're teaching other people in other ways, radical self-trust is really at the core of that. So the first thing I wanted to address is some of the ways that we do have a cycle of self-distrust around teaching. And then I want to tackle some of the benefits of radical self-trust for teaching as well. So one of the areas where I see the cycle of self-distrust showing up the most in teaching is around imposter syndrome. And this can be especially true for people who are just starting out as teachers to be thinking to themselves, what do I really have to contribute here? Why are people listening to me? I don't feel like an expert. I don't feel like someone who has anything to share. And that can really rob you of a lot of the joys of teaching because you're so focused on performing and making sure that you're kind of showing up as the expert. And I think that can also lead to a lot of fear, anxiety, and stress around teaching, and particularly around issues like not knowing how to structure a class or a workshop, feeling like you're going to run out of things to say or do, or what if people don't react in the way that you want them to, or what if they don't see the value of what you're providing. There can be a lot of questioning. And I think also once you get quite a bit of teaching experience under your belt, you can also shift into the elements of self-distrust where you start to feel some pessimism about, like, why are you doing this, especially if you don't feel like your students or your audience are really reacting in the ways that you want. You start to question the value of what you're putting out. You might feel a little bit bored if you're constantly kind of teaching in the same ways. You are starting to feel kind of that mid-career malaise around being in the classroom, and especially if you're teaching the same topic or content over and over again. But I also think that, you know, you can start to feel distracted, confused, overwhelmed by teaching when you're doing it in the midst of all these other things. And especially when it comes to things like grading, it can just feel like a lot that you're taking on. So all of those elements would be kind of the negative side of the cycle of self-distrust that you might be wanting to respond to when it comes to your teaching, or use elements of radical self-trust to try to alleviate some of those more negative feelings that you might have. So just like in the writing episode, I want to walk through each of the 6 ways of cultivating radical self-trust and what this might look like for your teaching. So the first element of cultivating radical self-trust is seeking self-knowledge. And this is when you're trying to reflect really deeply on your personality, your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, to better understand who you are. And this is one of the most important things I think that teachers can do, is to get a sense of what is your philosophy of teaching? What is your pedagogy? What are your fallback tools and strategies that you really enjoy? And one of the things I found for my own teaching, just as an example, is that I really don't like lecturing. It's not something I feel very good at. It's not something that I've ever used really as a classroom technique. I almost always used interactive activities with my students when I was in the classroom. And it was really important for me to just embrace that. You know, that was something that I felt like really helped them learn. It was definitely relying on my strengths as someone who facilitates versus lecturing. And, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, what the strength is. Maybe you're an amazing lecturer and you should be depending on that. Or you're really good at drawing examples out through case studies or something along those lines. But whatever it is, knowing that about yourself can really instill a lot of confidence and help you to walk into the classroom feeling like you really do know what you should be doing there to help your students learn. There's also another element of cultivating radical self-trust, which is living your core values with intention. And this is when you align what you believe to be important with the actions that you take on a daily basis. And for me, this really comes down to a lot of the interactions that we have with students and how we treat them over email or in person or in office hours, how we value what they're bringing to the classroom, and how we really align how we are engaging with our students with what we think kind of overall the purpose of education is. And this isn't always kind of sunshine and roses. I think for some people, this is really about making students do the work, because as one of my favorite quotes from Terry Doyle is, the one who does the work does the learning. And it's not always easy to get students to do the work. But if that's something that is part of your core values about what it means for learning, then living that out with intention would mean really building your course around that and structuring the activities so that students are very engaged in the work they're doing each day. The third element of cultivating radical self-trust is nurturing your superpowers. And this is one of those things that I think maybe we don't focus on enough when it comes to teaching, really diving deep and trying to figure out what are you completely amazing at in the classroom. And maybe it's that you create these incredibly detailed lesson plans, or you do an amazing job of designing the learning management system for your students, or you're really good at finding open educational resources and linking them for your students as supplementary materials, or you are amazing at picking out textbooks, or at lecture, or at other kinds of activities that you do in the classroom, or your office hours are really an engaging way for students to talk with you one-on-one, or you infuse humor into the classroom in really amazing ways. There's so many possibilities for what your superpowers are in the classroom, and once you figure out what those are through self-knowledge and reflection and trial and error and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't, you can really start to nurture those superpowers and turn yourself into an incredible instructor. Now, the fourth area of cultivating radical self-trust is practicing loving kindness toward yourself and others. And this is about having consideration for both yourself and the people around you. And I see this coming into play so much when it comes to teaching. From the times when you engage in negative self-talk around not getting your grading in on time or something that you felt went wrong in the classroom, you know, really trying to turn that around with an attitude of loving kindness and affection toward yourself that, you know, mistakes happen or you need to have more flexibility in your schedule. Or, you know, people will understand if you got sick one day and you couldn't kind of get things done in the way that you wanted. But having that kind of understanding toward yourself is really key. It's also so important to have that toward your students and understanding that things are going to go wrong and life is going to happen. And what can you do to show them that you're considerate of their experiences, both in kind of a day-to-day way, but also in situations where something really challenging might happen for them and they need you to understand. They need you to help support them through something that's really difficult. One of my favorite ways to cultivate radical self-trust with teaching is the fifth area, and this is playfully experimenting. I cannot think of a better way of doing teaching and kind of self-exploration than through playfully experimenting. And oftentimes, if you're teaching regularly, you can do this multiple times a week. You have all these opportunities to try new techniques, to look for different possibilities of what you can do in the classroom. There's so many different kind of tips and tricks online that you can find through blogs and podcasts and books and other kinds of materials. This is really, I think, one of the most fun things about teaching is getting to try out new techniques and seeing what works, seeing what aligns with your core values, with your superpowers, and using that strategy of playfully experimenting to gain more self-knowledge and also to learn more about your students and what really works for them. Now, the last element of cultivating radical self-trust is settling into your life's purpose. And for many of us who are teachers at heart, this is something that you may have already done. You have made a commitment to contribute to the world through your strengths and abilities, and that includes your teaching. So this may be something that you already feel very aligned with, depending on your relationship with teaching, with your classroom, with your students. It may feel incredibly natural for you to be in that space and to kind of motivate and help students to learn in different ways. Now, there are so many different benefits, I think, that come from cultivating radical self-trust in the classroom, but I think that you'll find you have more meaningful productivity in particular. You're going to see that the actions that you're taking are rooted in a larger purpose, that they're a lot more aligned with the larger values that you have. I think you'll feel more energized focus. There'll be a pull for you to kind of complete the work. You won't feel as much dread with course prep or with grading. You're really going to want to devote your time and energy to that because it's going to feel like more of your life's purpose. One of the main benefits, though, I think, is magnetism. Your students are really going to be drawn to you. They're going to understand how much you really care about the teaching, the work, their learning, and that's really going to come together in a way where I think they're going to be drawn in. There'll start to be great word-of-mouth discussions of how amazing your courses are. You'll also see, I think, an increased self-confidence and self-acceptance. And this will be for just in general who you are as a teacher, but also in those times when maybe things don't go the way that you planned. And you'll just kind of let it roll off your back, and you'll understand that there's a deeper core confidence there and a strength in your abilities as a teacher, that's okay. Like, every day is not going to go exactly the way that you want it to. In general, you'll see an alignment of what you're doing in the classroom with a bigger picture of what you're trying to do with your career, what you're hoping to offer your students in terms of their future for their careers and their learning, and your overall goals as you settle into sharing your strengths and abilities with the world. So those are just some of the ways that you might see cultivating radical self-trust in your teaching. I would love to hear if there are other ways that you are doing this. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work, tweet to me at katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder, or now you can write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621, Albany, Oregon, 97321. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.